It is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, and the day has arrived. It is WEMU Spring Blues Barbecue and the start of this year's edition of the Cinetopia Film Festival, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure. Yeah, so you can go to the barbecue at 5:30 and then head on over.
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. We've got a party that starts at 5:30, but the film screening doesn't start until 7:30.
I do want to just briefly say that neither you or I can attend the spring barbecue tonight. You have Cinetopia, obviously.
Cinetopia, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm so torn because I love the Spring Blues Barbecue, and it's my opportunity to spend time and thank folks for supporting WEMU. Well, I went to the prom with my daughter last night as a chaperone, which thrilled her to no end. But tonight, she graduates with a 4.0, and she is summa cum laude, and they're having the National Honors Convocation.
That's so cool.
And it is putting family first.
I think listeners can understand that.
I certainly hope so. I do apologize I won't be there. My heart will be there, or my spirit will be there, but my heart is with my daughter.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to your daughter on a wonderful prom. I hope she had a great time yesterday.
Indeed.
More importantly, for her future, as indicated by a wonderful, wonderful performance in high school and recognition for such.
I am so proud.
That is so great.
Speaking of which, before we open up with talk about Cinetopia, let's talk about Wonder Woman.
That's right. So at the multiplex, Wonder Woman is opening up, and Gal Gadot and Chris Pine star in this film. And the reviews have been great, just outstanding. Female director, female lead actor, obviously, in a very compelling thing. Now, the thing that's a little... it's set during World War One, or at
right.
the onset of World War One, and Chris Pine plays a pilot who crash lands accidentally on this island that is populated by Amazon princesses and very strong women, and the woman who becomes Wonder Woman finds that there's a compelling reason for her to leave, which is to help with the World War One.
It's spectacular visually, but I understand the story is great and the performances are great.
Absolutely. So anyway, the preliminary reviews are outstanding from a filmmaking standpoint, from a feminist standpoint. So anyway, go check it out. See what you think.
I see they've made a movie based on your autobiography.
Yeah, Captain Underpants.
That's it.
That's right. So this is called Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. Obviously, there's going to be lots of them. It features the voices of Kevin Hart and Ed Helms, two great voices. And it's about these two mischievous young people who hypnotize their principal into thinking that he's this ridiculous, enthusiastic, and incredibly dim-witted superhero called Captain Underpants. So how to take revenge on your principal.
My girls loved those books growing up.
That's right. So anyway, they open on Friday. And then during Cinetopia, now Cinetopia opens tonight in Ann Arbor, and tonight and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, the festival's full force here in Ann Arbor. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we have a symposium that the University of Michigan is running on their Makers and Mavericks collection. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, we also have some regular films that are playing. So Cézanne et Moi, which is about Paul Cézanne and Emile Zola, is playing on Monday through Wednesday, and it's about this lifelong friendship. I mean, they started being friends when they were in school as young people, and they continued a lifelong friendship and rivalry with these two great 19th century artists. So that again, is beautifully shot and well reviewed. The Wedding Plan is about an Orthodox Jewish woman in Israel who is all set to get married, and then at the last minute, about a month before the wedding, the fiancé decides to call everything off, and she's kind of left there. And in the Orthodox Jewish religion, there's very clear rituals and matchmaking and all those kind of things. She decides, I'm just going to go ahead and have this wedding. I just have to find a guy in a month. And her family is kind of outraged and her friends, but she keeps pushing on it and works with two different matchmakers.
We need a lot more of that kind of spirit.
Absolutely. So that's going to play Wednesday and Thursday this week. And then there's a film about Churchill, the British Prime Minister, through the late 18 and much of the 20th century, late 19th and early 20th century. And it's set during World War II as a big battle is required to prosecute the war. But he has a great fear
about
this.
We're talking about D-Day and Normandy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're talking D-Day and Normandy. But there's great fear that he has about this because there was a World War I battle, the Battle of Gallipoli, that was tragic. And he was in the military at that time and was held responsible for this very bad kind of strategy that took place. Dwight D. Eisenhower is played by John Slattery, and Brian Cox plays Churchill. And this
Brian
film,
Cox is good in everything he does.
He's great.
You may not know the name, but when you see the face, you'll recognize he's great in everything.
And Clementine Churchill, who's Winston's wife, is this brilliant, brilliant woman that was just incredibly important to his life and career. She's played by Miranda Richardson.
Oh,
so
great.
This is Churchill, definitely worth checking out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater, and it is the official kickoff tonight of the Cinetopia Film Festival. You've been putting this together for a year, and all that work comes to fruition and reality tonight.
That's right. One of our staff, Kinsey Peacock, put a post up on Facebook talking about how excited she was that after literally a year of her colleagues, our colleagues, working to, you know, go to festivals and scan festivals and talk to our friends that had been to festivals, we're now bringing all of these films together for the Detroit metropolitan area, opening tonight with The Hero, which is a Sam Elliott, Nick Offerman film. Sam Elliott plays this washed-up movie star who had a big career and then it just kind of fell flat and he was very frustrated and he ended up damaging some of his personal relationships
and
with
now
his
it's
daughter.
Time to put it all back together.
And
they're calling it a career of a lifetime for Sam Elliott.
Absolutely. So The Hero is tonight at 7:30, and then after that, and there's a party that begins at 5:30, so if you're not going to the Blues Barbecue, come on by to the opening night party for Cinetopia. And again, the film starts at 7:30, and then at 9:30 we have another film called Quest, and it's a documentary film about this family in Philadelphia, in inner city Philadelphia, and it is really inspiring. The father is one of the breadwinners, but he's also a social activist in his community. The mother has a similar kind of role. She runs a domestic violence shelter. The kids are dealing with the reality of these two really committed parents that are trying to inspire their community, inspire their family, and it's a tremendous documentary film that is well worth seeing. It's playing several times, but it's playing tonight.
And I love that. You get this great kind of fictional film, and then you get a documentary, and it kind of just gives you that sense, oh yeah, we're in film festival season.
Absolutely. Well, before Cinema Chat went on this morning, there was a feature about coral and global warming and all of
right.
that kind of stuff. I saw a film at Sundance. We were not able to get it here, but it's the kind of thing that you get at a film festival. So I was like, oh, the coral, I mean, you know, sure, I'll go to that, whatever. I was blown away by this film. You had no idea that coral literally might be gone in 20 years. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't waving a flag saying, oh, my God, the world's falling apart. It was really very scientifically put out. But that's the kind of example that you get from a film festival. You go and check it out, and then you flow into a film. And in the case of this one, you go to see The Hero, and then you go, oh, what the heck? Let's go see the next film. And it blows you away.
Yeah, it runs the entire gamut. And it starts off in Ann Arbor, and then midweek moves to Detroit and areas around.
That's right. So Monday, today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Festival runs, it starts tonight and then runs all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Literally 65 films to see, over 100 screenings. And then Monday and Tuesday, the 5th and 6th, there's this symposium featuring Ira Deutschman. Go check that out. It's free. Basically, they start at noon at 1 o'clock every day on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday, there's some very special programming. Then we pick up full blast in Detroit on next Friday, Saturday.
Exactly right. And again, with all of the options, the best way to go is to pick up a festival pass.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still do that. You can even do it tomorrow. So we'll see you at Cinetopia. Clearly, I'm excited about it. And there's free screenings, free events, and as well, get a pass and go to everything.
Enjoy the film festival. And for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
See you at Cinema Chat.